Israel and the Jewish people. That's a very important point for all of us to see. When God calls a man to a special task, that man becomes the target of Satan's enmity in a special way. And so God built in a protective clause for Abraham. He said, I will curse him who curses you. What's that in modern language? What is it that curses the descendants of Abraham? What's the word we use? Anti-Semitism. That's right. So you see, God curses anti-Semitism. In other words, anti-Semitism brings a curse from God. That's God's protection of the Jewish people. And you surely have to agree they've needed it. So there's one factor, maybe that affects the life of some of you. Maybe you or your parents or your ancestors have been enemies of the Jewish people. You've spoken against them, you've criticized them, you've cursed them. You understand that will bring a curse on you and your life. Now I'm going to explain to you how you can get free from that curse. But that's just one example. And then in Deuteronomy 27, God ordained that when Israel came into their promised land, they were to pronounce upon themselves 12 curses. If they disobeyed God in certain respects. It's found in Deuteronomy 27, beginning in verse 11, Moses commanded the people the same day, saying, these shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people when you've crossed over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin, and these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. They couldn't enter into the promised land without being exposed to both a blessing, if they were obedient, and a curse, if they were disobedient. There was no way into the promised land but through that. And then 12 curses are listed. Now we will not go into them in detail, but I'll just read the first. The Levite shall speak with a loud voice and say to all the men of Israel, cursed is the one who makes any carved or molded image, an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. All Israel had to invoke upon themselves a curse if they became involved in idolatry, in worshipping false gods, or in what we call in modern English the occult. That's the first and primary cause of curses in people's lives, is involvement in idolatry, the worship of false gods, and the whole realm of the occult. And in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, the first commandment, the Lord said, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods beside me. You shall make no graven image to worship. And he said, if you do, I will require it of the three following generations. It will not only be visited on you, but on the three subsequent generations. So you understand that you may be struggling with something in your life here tonight, which is due to your grandfather or even your great-grandfather or your great-grandmother or some other ancestor. Do you see how important it is to diagnose and identify the problem? I'll just summarize the other main causes of curses listed here in Deuteronomy chapter 27. First of all, as I've said, idolatry and false gods. Second, dishonoring parents. And that's very, very important. I don't doubt that there are some of you here tonight who have problems in your life because your attitude to your parents is not right. Remember, the first commandment with a blessing is the opposite. Honor thy father and mother, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. I want to tell you, in all my experience in Christian ministry, I have never met a person who dishonored father and mother and had it well with them. Never. I don't believe such a person exists. It automatically exposes you to a curse. Now, I don't mean you have to agree with your parents, or even do everything they tell you to do. That depends on the where your parents are living. But you have to honor them as your parents. It's the first commandment with a promise of blessing. You understand? I don't know how many people I've met whose lives have been straightened out when they straightened out their attitude to their parents. And I think of others who never did it and who never were blessed. I think of one member of my family who's dead. He died of cancer at the age of 40. He was saved, baptized in the Spirit, and served the Lord, but he never enjoyed the blessing of God because he never put right his relationship with his mother, who was a spiritist. So he had all the problems you can imagine, but he could have escaped from them if he dealt with his relationship with his mother. See, I'm not talking about theories. I'm talking about things that I know from experience. The next reason for curse is illicit or unnatural sex. Any form of unnatural sex brings a curse. Any form of homosexuality or bestiality will bring a curse. Also, sexual relationships with members of your family that are outside the permitted range. And today we have to acknowledge the fact that there are millions of children who are victimized by their fathers in the area of sex. Then the fourth main reason is injustice to the weak and helpless. In my whole series of tapes, I deal with the fact that American Indians in the United States placed a curse on the White House because the American government regularly broke its treaties with the American Indians. And believe me, they know how to curse. They surely do. That's why from 1860 until 1980, every president elected in the 20th year died in office. You can trace that back to two things: the American government's unfaithfulness to the American Indians and the fact that Abraham Lincoln, who was the president elected in 1960, permitted a spiritist seance to be conducted in the White House by his wife, who later ended in a mental institution. So you see how this thing just doesn't affect individuals, it affects whole nations. Now I believe that the same would have happened to President Reagan. As you know, an attempt was made on assassinating him early in his presidency, but just before he took the oath as president, a group of us in a large meeting combined in prayer and faith and released him from the curse. Not just him, but broke the curse over the presidency. You see how near the curse came to being fulfilled? The bullet lodged within 1 inch of his heart. But I believe that was God's, in a sense, vindication of the prayer that released the curse. Do you see? I hope you can see that this is no abstract theory. This is something that affects lives of people and nations everywhere. Then another completely different kind, Jeremiah 17, verses 5 and 6. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his arm or his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. And this is the curse, listen. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. See, that's typical of a person under a curse. Everybody else is getting the rain, the blessing, the prosperity, but he, in the midst of it all, lives in a parched land and never sees it. Why? Because it's a curse. What's the cause of that curse? Cursed is the man who trusts in man, makes flesh his arm, relies on human ability and material resources, and whose heart departs from the Lord. Now I believe that curse rests over many Christian churches, which have tasted of the grace of God, known what it is to be blessed by his grace, but then have turned away and begun trusting in their own efforts, their own intelligence, their own